The weekend saw the release from an Australian prison of Iranian scientist Reza Debashi Kivi after more than a year in jail, coinciding with Iran's release of two Australian travel bloggers after they were imprisoned for more than 3 months in Iran. Another Australian academic, Kylie Moore Gilbert, remains in prison in Iran. Dual national academics appear to be at particular risk there, with another Australian, a population expert unheard of since her detention in Iran in December last year, still out of contact. Victoria Pengilly reports.
Australia is allowing Iranian scientist Reza Debashi Kivi to go home. He spent 13 months detained here over allegations he exported American radar equipment to Iran. Word of his release came just as two Australian travel bloggers, Jolie King and Mark Firkin, returned home after being jailed in Iran for more than 3 months for flying a drone. There's no confirmation from the Australian government that a prisoner swap took place. Mr. Debashi Kivi's lawyer is Poyang Afshar. He told RM Breakfast there may be a connection.
I cannot say whether one was connected to the other directly, but there's obviously been discussions between the two countries. I know that Maurice Payne had said on a number of occasions that she had spoken to Javad Zarif, who's the Iranian foreign minister, in relation to the two Australians.
Another Australian academic, Kylie Moore Gilbert, still remains jailed in Iran, where she has reportedly been sentenced to 10 years. But she's not the only one. Last December, an academic from the University of Melbourne was detained in Iran after being accused of social espionage and collaborating with the West. Mehmet Hosseini Shavoshi, an Australian-Iranian dual national, is a population expert who was on a study tour before her jailing. Her case is reported to have been dropped, but she hasn't been heard of since. Professor Abbas Milani is an Iranian-American political historian at the University of Stanford. He says it's not the first time an academic has been arrested in Iran, and both Australians join an ever-growing list.
Right now, as we speak, there's a French national that has been held. There's several American, Iranian academics who are being held. This is a pattern, unfortunately, that this regime has engaged in. And it is tragic to see these lives destroyed because they seem to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. These are lives that are probably destroyed forever.
Now, Dr. Shavoshi, the demographer, she studied Iran's population and fertility. Why would that be of concern to Iran? And would it actually be of concern? Or as you said, is she merely just being used as a political pawn?
Ms. Shavoshi has written the brilliant book called The Fertility Transition in Iran. There is nothing in any of what she has written, and I've read her book, that is in any way political. Again, my sense is she was at the wrong place at the wrong time and could be used as a tool.
Last year, conservationists and scholars around the world sent an open letter to Iran's supreme leader, advocating for the cases of 10 academics, many of who were studying the endangered Asiatic cheetah. One of the signatories was Professor Robert Harcourt, a conservationist from Macquarie University in Sydney.
When you start locking up people to stop them from performing actions which are for the greater good, you do risk putting people off from going into those sorts of areas in the future. And the long-term ramifications of that are really quite scary because it means that people are less and less honest about what we need to know about our natural world.
In a statement, the University of Melbourne said reports of the detention of international academics in Iran is of deep concern to our entire community. Professor Abbas believes Ms. Hosseini Shavoshi's detention is part of a wider crackdown on dual nationals, an attempt to minimise contact between Iran and the outside world. And he thinks part of the frequency of detentions has a lot to do with the handling of cases by foreign governments.
The reason they keep doing it is because Western countries have historically played ball with them. If they had been firm from the beginning and said no, then the game would not have been as profitable to them as it has been.
Professor Abbas Milani from Stanford University, our reporter Victoria Pengilly. And in a statement, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it's providing consular assistance to an Australian in Iran and her family in Australia. They say privacy obligations prevent them from giving further information.